Lee was an old-school general who believed wars should be fought in the field by uniformed soldiers, not in the shadows by spooks. As a rule, he distrusted spies, wanting no part of their dirty work. He was wary of the telegraph for sending sensitive information. Female agents tended to be unreliable, he believed, not apt to take a calm and dispassionate view of events attending the war, he wrote. For the intelligence he did need, Lee preferred that it be collected by experienced scouts or espionage agents, not civilian amateurs. Although Union officers were later shocked by reports from Van Loo's ring that he used little boys as spies. He was critical of unreliable scout reports, complaining they often inflated enemy numbers by an order of 6 or even 12 times. Unlike McClellan, Lee wanted his scouts to properly evaluate the intelligence they raked up and not waste his time with baseless information. "Exalted statements do much harm," he lectured them. The Army of Northern Virginia ran its own agents and kept its distance from the secret services the Confederate War and State Departments ran. Lee developed an impressive scouting capability under James Ewell Brown "Jeb" Stuart, a cavalry brigade commander always decked out in a gold-braided jacket, yellow sash, cape, and plumed hat, as well as an irregular warfare force that operated behind Union lines under leaders like John Singleton Mosby, an aggressive former Bristol, Virginia lawyer, eventually nicknamed the Gray Ghost. But Lee never matched the interrogation services Pinkerton and other Union intelligence officers developed. When a well-informed Union prisoner or deserter came along, Lee's men often could not evaluate or fit his information into the larger picture. Lee served mostly as his own intelligence chief, delegating only some of the duties to Stuart and a handful of staff officers. Above all, he operated more on instinct and experience than on the evidence his agents brought him. Lee's maps were no better and often worse than the ones the Federals used, but he already knew Northern Virginia well and could fill in the details his cartographers failed to provide. He had a talent for realizing what was really happening in any tactical situation, and proved superb at coming to weighty battlefield decisions based on very little information, or none at all.